participation. I'm going
to
see you.
Here's your awards.
And here's your rewards from
your co-host,
Christina. And we're going to break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And this was our anniversary show, and Christina is doing a tremendous job. For the first hour, we had Supervisor Bosworth on it, and now we're doing our co-hosts. So we just had David and Ann on, and now we have Jerry, Iris, and Ruth on, and we're just trying to get a feel for, obviously, if you're coming on this show, they mean just to like it. Nobody's going to turn around and say, I hate the place. But how you got involved and what you enjoy about it and your feelings, basically. And Iris is in the middle. So we'll start with Iris, and then we'll hop to Ruth and then go to Jerry.
Okay. Good to be with you again at a very crowded table.
Yes, yes. Very nice.
Yes. I'm delighted to be on all the time. One, because I'm always learning something. To me, that's a necessity of life. And it's good fun, and it's like being around a dinner table, you know, having great conversation, laughing on the air and off.
Right, and, right.
And one of the really good, it's a funny thing to bring up, but we had Dr. Jill Rabin on, and she spoke about incontinence, and I note, and she's a woman's doctor, but I noticed you, John, and I think we had a male technician that day. You were all ears, you know, all of us. She really grabbed us.
Did you know I was wearing a diaper that day?
That was off the air. And we recently had on Madeline Zingas, which was a great interview.
Right.
And what did I accuse you of? You were so wild about her. What did I say to you on air?
I don't remember.
I said, are you having an affair with her?
Oh, okay. I do remember. I do remember. You were questioning
her. And then I said,
like
no, I'm only kidding.
No, I know that.
I wanted your wife to know that.
That's fine. My wife knows about it. And Ruth?
I love this show. And I love it because of John.
No.
Because he's charming. And he makes fun always. And it's a pleasure to be on. And Christina does a wonderful job. I told her she can be an events planner.
And she'd be make more money.
And
that's right. That's actually correct.
And that's true. And Otto is a wonderful co-host. And it's a pleasure to see him. And when I started, Otto showed me that he does research and about the guests, and I appreciated that, and I do it too.
I remember talking to you at the beginning. You were a little apprehensive, and
I was apprehensive because I was scared.
Yeah, I think you know, preparation is very
right.
important,
right?
And just thinking about questions you might want to get answers to.
And also, yeah. It gives you great confidence, because as you get older, sometimes the synapses don't work, and you cannot find the word that you're looking for.
Right.
On the other hand, if you've done your homework, you've highlighted things, you can make the reference back to your pages, and you're feeling comfortable all over
and
again.
And one of my best programs was Barbara Melman, because she did technology for the terrified.
Okay.
And I'm a little afraid of my smartphone. And she was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I remember a program with Tom Suozzi. And
okay.
He was very energetic and interesting.
Yeah, I was on
and
with
I
Tom
love
when he was unemployed. And now he's quite employed.
He's a congressman. He's my congressman now.
And quite active.
And we're gonna, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you.
It's okay. It's okay. And I remember Carmine DeSena. He's the director of psychiatric rehabilitation at the Zucker Hillside Hospital. And he's a wonderful, too. And I love this program.
Terrific.
We love you, Ruth.
We're going to go over to Jerry.
First, I want to say ditto to all the remarks that have been made, and thank you for the opportunity of being here and sitting with these charming ladies who are, make us listen. And I belong also to an organization called REAP, which I thought I just mentioned, you might know about it. It has an interesting translation. The acronym REAP is in Great Neck. They meet weekly, and REAP stands for Retired, Energetic, and Active People, of which we all are. And so
they meet at Hofstra.
No, that's part of the Great Neck Adult Program.
Okay.
Community Adult Program. And you just mentioned about older people needing to be stimulated in terms of what happens to the synapses, to the neurons. And that's true, that any activity that we participate in, and I think it's safe to say the four of us are seniors.
Speak
this
for yourself.
Kind of
not speaking for you, Victoria.
This kind of work is adds to the activities that we do, and helps our self-confidence. Even if we've never been on the radio before, and we can look what I can do. I can talk in front of a microphone, which for some of us is a fairly new experience. I talk a lot, so that's why I like this opportunity to have an audience. And since this is radio, if you give me a chance now or a little later, I will do a little demonstration of old time radio, which I know you do, but I'm talking about commercials. Okay, so maybe I'll do that later for you.
I wanted to be an actress when I was a child, but I didn't have talent. So I became a teacher, and I loved it. And a chance to be on the radio, it was wonderful for me.
You know, I had a similar thing. I thought about Song and Dance Man. Back in the old days, they had a lot of those.
Sure.
And except I didn't have any talent either. So that was the thing that eliminated that as a...
Well, I was talented, and I was a song and dance child.
Wow.
Yes, I was. I just lacked... My dance teacher used to take me to auditions, and I would get the part as a speaking part. But my mother always put the kibosh on it. But today, my grandson is an actor-singer, and he has just gotten a part in Guys and Dolls that's going to be in New Jersey.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, a featured role.
Good.
It's fun. So it goes.
This is the closest thing to show business we're going to get.
At this stage of the game, yes. Hoping is not quite my thing right now.
Go ahead, Ruth. I think you're going to say something or no?
No.
Jerry, give me your impression.
Oh, example. Okay, for example, I remember the serials, the 15-minute programs that were sponsored by the various serials. You had Terry and the Pirates, a World War II story that ran from 5 o'clock to 5:15 in the afternoon. And
you remember the time?
They started about 5 o'clock, and that was the first one.
Gangbusters.
And so that was the next one was Superman, 5:15. Superman brought to you by Kellogg's Pep. And
I used to put my arms around the radio because I loved it so much.
Right. We used to have those pieces of furniture like this with a big microphone, and we used to put our ears like this to it. and Superman. Look, up in the sky, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman. And then 5:30 was Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy, brought to you by Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. Have you tried Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions? And then concluded 5:45 was Tom Mix. I think that was Shredded Wheat. And the big one came, the half-hour program came, I think, three times a week, the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Now
Tonto.
Lone Ranger with Tonto, right.
Right.
Kimisabi.
Yeah, Tonto is, right, Tonto is often considered today a stereotyped figure, but in those years, we simply looked at him as the Lone Ranger's assistant, and...
He was Sancho Panza to Don Quixote. Same idea.
Yes, yes. The Lone Ranger saved the world. He wore a mask, and so you never knew. You were told he wore a mask. We saw a mask. We saw that later. There was a transfer for the Lone Ranger to TV. But the thing about, obviously, the thing that we loved about radio, but we didn't realize it until years later, is the fact that you could use your imagination. And that was a major thing when television came. Parents and teachers were very concerned that we weren't going to pay enough attention to reading, to books, to homework, because we were glued on the screen. But you know, radio had some terrific things. We of course do on Project Independence. The last hour, this is the second hour, is devoted, second
half
last
hour,
half hour yeah. is devoted to one of these serials. A couple of weeks ago, when I was co-host, it was Boston Blackie. And one of the people who played Boston Blackie was a fellow named Richard Colmar, that I remember, and he was married to the columnist Dorothy Kilgallen. And they had a program in the morning on radio called Breakfast with Dorothy and Dick. And Dorothy Kilgallen used to say, now, Richard, tell us what's going to happen to Boston Blackie tonight. And he used to say, you'll have to tune in to listen.
And you're going to have to tune in to listen next time because we got to go for a break.
Okay.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM. Christina is giving out awards to our three tremendous co-hosts, and we'll be right back.
Cheers.